Low Vision Clinic. Overview. In FY25/26, the Low Vision Clinic served a total of 331 clients. This included 76 new clients and 255 review clients, reflecting the clinic's continued role in supporting both new referrals and existing clients requiring ongoing low vision care. The number of new clients decreased from 91 in FY24/25 to 76 in FY25/26, a difference of 15 clients. This may reflect regular year-to-year fluctuations in referral patterns. Review attendance remained stable, with 255 review clients in FY25/26 compared to 254 in FY24/25, reflecting continued efforts to encourage annual optometry reviews and maintain engagement with existing clients. Overall, LVC maintained a steady level of service delivery in FY25/26. Moving forward, the clinic will continue to strengthen outreach, referral pathways, and client engagement to support both new referrals and ongoing low vision care. Key insights. Age group analysis. Below 20. The number of clients below 20 remained consistent at 12 clients in both FY24/25 and FY25/26. Research has shown that low vision among younger individuals is often associated with congenital, hereditary, or developmental eye conditions rather than age-related causes. LVC will continue to monitor trends in this age group, particularly any notable increase in congenital or early-onset conditions, to determine whether further review, outreach, or service planning may be required. 20 to 40. Clients aged 20 to 40 decreased from 38 in FY24/25 to 30 in FY25/26, a reduction of 8 clients, or approximately 21%. While this decrease may reflect normal year-to-year fluctuations in referral or attendance patterns, research has suggested that some adults with visual impairment increasingly use mainstream technologies, such as smartphones and tablets, as alternatives or supplements to traditional assistive devices. LVC will continue to monitor this trend and adapt its services where necessary. 41 to 60. Clients aged 41 to 60 decreased from 120 in FY24/25 to 112 in FY25/26, a reduction of 8 clients, approximately 7%. While this may also reflect normal year-to-year fluctuations in referral or attendance patterns, studies have shown that preventive eye care measures, early detection, and treatment can reduce the risk of vision loss from certain conditions, possibly leading to a reduction in the number of clients in this age group. LVC will continue to monitor this trend and adapt its services where necessary. Above 60. Clients above 60 increased slightly from 175 in FY24/25 to 177 in FY25/26, an increase of 2 clients, or approximately 1%. This age group remained the largest client group across both financial years, making up more than half of total clinic attendance in FY25/26. This is expected, given the higher prevalence of age-related visual impairment among older adults. Overall interpretation. Overall, the clinic recorded a slight decrease in total attendance. The decrease was mainly driven by the 20-40 and 41-60 age groups, while attendance among clients above 60 remained stable and even increased slightly, reinforcing that older adults continue to form the core client population served by the clinic. Collaborative efforts. LVC continues to strengthen its community outreach efforts through ongoing collaborations. LVC participated in events such as Khoo Teck Puat Hospital's annual Public Education Roadshow, which helped raise awareness of age-related macular diseases, AMD, and the services offered by LVC. In addition, LVC maintained collaborations with SG Enable and community organizations to promote greater awareness of low vision support services and extend its reach to individuals who may benefit from these services. New initiatives. LVC introduced several new initiatives in FY25/26 to improve service accessibility and client communication. Firstly, LVC implemented a corporate WhatsApp number, allowing staff and clients to communicate in a more timely and accessible manner via text and voice messaging. With an estimated 300 chats to date, the WhatsApp channel has contributed to smoother day-to-day operations and strengthened LVC's ability to stay connected with clients. In addition, LVC launched Saturday clinic sessions from January 2026 to better support clients who are unable to attend weekday appointments due to work or other commitments. This initiative provides clients with greater flexibility in accessing low-vision services. LVC will continue to monitor the demand for Saturday clinic sessions and consider increasing the frequency where necessary. Challenges. While the number of clients coming for reviews remains stable, LVC recorded a slight decrease in total attendance. This highlights the need for continued outreach, awareness, and strengthening of referral pathways to ensure that individuals who may benefit from our low vision services are reached. Future directions. To address the issues above, the clinic will work towards expanding its network with public healthcare institutions and private institutions. By strengthening professional relationships and referral pathways, the clinic aims to increase awareness of its services and improve the intake of new clients. The clinic is also exploring other services that may be introduced by LVC to better meet clients' rehabilitation needs, with staff training to be provided in support of any service changes.